He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom.
Welcome, Arizona. You are tuned in to the Rosie on the House radio program. You know, I was thinking, I try not to be a party pooper. I'm not a big Halloween person. I'm really not. I was trying to think, okay, what can we do that would be fun? And when was the last time you bobbed for apples?
Long time ago.
Carol, have you ever bobbed for apples? Never have. Well, I talked myself out of it. We got some people in the neighborhood that got runny noses right now. The last thing I want to do is put a big bucket of water in them and stick their head in their slobber. And they're opening their mouth, drool, trying to get the apple. And yeah, let me go dunk my head fifth in line on that.
Are you having some kids over from the neighborhood tonight?
Maybe we'll just have individual buckets.
Oh, there you go.
And everyone gets their own. I don't know. I'd probably not. No, we got a rodeo this weekend, so we're tied up with that anyway. But we were trying to think of something fun for the afternoon. Our pumpkins have all sagged in our big oozing piles that I got to hose off this afternoon.
Compost.
Exactly. But we're here to talk about home improvement at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U to join the conversation. Anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Charlie will be first here in just a few moments. Before we get to it, we'll cover our topic of the hour. We are a four-hour radio broadcast. The last hour, we usually dial down on something specific to your home, whether it's on it, in it, above it, around it. We don't do anything really in this hour on landscapes or pools. That's all the 8 o'clock hour. This is the home itself. And if you're a handy guy, or even if you're not, you probably have some things laying around your house that are absolutely useless. You had some paint that you touched up. You had some drywall compound you patched. You had some glue that you used to fix something. You put it away. You haven't used it in 4 or 5 years, and it's probably just a dry, hard clump of waste now that's, you'll only realize that when you go to use it, and you pull it out and you realize you spent, let's say, $10 for this 12-ounce can you only used a half an ounce of, and it now is
bad.
Pretty much just landfill waste.
And then you have to go to the store again.
You know what always gets me? But at least they sell them in very small quantities, is J.B. Weld. Mm, you ever use J.B. Weld?
I haven't. Is it kind of like using super glue?
It's an epoxy, so it's a two-part compound, and they sell them in little one-ounce tubes. But even then, you rarely need more than just what you, or I rarely need more than what I scoop up with a toothpick, apply to whatever I'm trying to glue and put back together. But I've always got J.B. Weld at the home. That's my go-to liquid bonder of choice.
It's only something I need to check out or have Dad. He probably knows. He's got it hidden out there in that massive shed.
Massive shed garage. Somewhere. So baling twine's another good one, which I like because you don't have to worry about that going bad. It's just a big roll of metal. It's usually a pretty temporary solution for whatever you're using it for, but if you need something to get you through a bind or while you're trying to finish a product, metal wiring is a great one. Gucci wear gloves with usually leaves your hands pretty black. And I will put on gloves just as a reminder to watch what I put it down on surface-wise, if I'm inside or even outside, if there's a surface you don't want dinged up, because it'll turn your hands black in anything you put it on. So that's good for me as a reminder to, hey, watch what you're setting this on. Don't get in too big of a hurry. And then carpenter's glue. Man, how often do you go back to your carpenter's glue and there's the whole top is crusted over and you try and scoop it out and it's just this big long string and you finally break off the top that's been oxidized and you get down to the good stuff and you wonder, has it separated? Is it still any good? Can I save this? It really goes to when buying in bulk may not be economical. Get the smaller quantities to do your little patchwork. If you have a big project, maybe buy specifically for that project. And even then, you'll probably have something left over. So what's your enemy now that we've opened the container? It is air and maybe any debris that would have fallen in or gotten in while it's open. Air is your enemy. So we need to make sure that when we're storing it, it's air. If you have an un-air-conditioned garage,
could be heat.
Heat could be your killer. So the question is, and usually the answer is no, but is it then economical to keep a cool garage to store all your products you need for your home improvements? Probably not. That's going to, in the long run, cost you more in storing costs to keep these products in good working condition than it is. Glue, paint, they're made to be applied to something. They're not made to be stored indefinitely. So that is something that's best consumed new. But you don't want to not be left without something to do patchwork here and there. If you live in a home, especially if you have kids or pets, you're going to have scuff works, you're going to have marks, you're going to have dinks, you're going to have splatter stuff that you're just going to need to patch up. And matching that paint, you want to make sure you have a little bit left over so you don't have to go through a whole new process, because there's nothing worse, not nothing worse, but if I'm a painting store, do I want to mix up a little tiny batch for your patchwork, or is my priority going to be this 5 gallons, this 100 gallons for this new paint application?
Well, and paint names and numbers change as well. So then you're in trouble.
All the time.
We got a couple calls sitting here. You want to take them?
Well, Charlie's been very patient, so we'll get to him. But if you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. Oftentimes, we bring in a specialist for the 10 o'clock hour, but there just didn't seem to be really a need for a specialist on this topic. And therefore, we won't screen calls away to any one industry in particular. But we'll give you some ideas on how to keep spray paint. Caulking is another big one. They still haven't invented miniature. They're getting close. They are getting close. Another big one is PVC repair for sprinkler lines. I live far enough away. I've got to keep a fresh supply of PVC glue on hand for our irrigation, because if something breaks, it's not a 5-minute to the hardware and store back. It could be a 2-hour time investment to get there, get what you need, and return. So that's always been a struggle. So we'll talk through some tips and tricks that we've learned. But we're here for our Arizona homeowners first and foremost. Charlie.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I've got a problem. The area that we live in Fountain Hills, we're on a kind of a sloping area, and when they cut the pads out, one house is higher than the other. And what they did was they put, of course, which is typical down here, a wall between the homes. And the house that's higher than I am, there are holes in part of the wall where when it rains, the water can drain out at the bottom. And on part of the wall on the other end toward the street, there's no holes. And what's happening is water's cavitating through those concrete blocks and popping all the plaster and the paint. And I painted it, re-plastered it a couple times, and it still is coming through and breaking that off. Is there anything that we can do to solve that problem?
Well, you've identified it. Moisture is your enemy.
Yes.
And many times homes in Arizona are built like there's no moisture problems. In fact,
yes,
we probably have more moisture problems than anywhere else because of the inconsistency of moisture that we do have.
Right.
You get a big, heavy down torrential rain, then it'll be dry. Then
yes.
You get a couple weeks of some showers, then it'll be dry for a long time. And that constant dry, wet, dry, wet, dry, wet extremes create a lot of problems. So more than anything, we need to get your drainage issues solved. And as you know, have recognized, this is a property above yours and the property below yours. There's nothing you can really do to go to them and say, hey, help me fix this money. A good neighbor may recognize that and may take a holistic long-term look to the neighborhood and recognize his best entrance for retaining his property value is making sure yours is done as well and the water's coming from my property onto yours. Let me see if I can't help you, you know, with some financial investments or deterring it. Or maybe he may even say, you know what, I've been thinking about rain harvesting, and now would be a good time so I can maintain and keep the water on my property instead of sending it off to yours. But he could be a total knucklehead neighbor and say, I don't care, it's all your responsibility, and figure it out yourself.
Was it causing any trouble in his yard, or it's just that it's damaging the fence itself?
Probably just fencing right now. There is, on a slope, because there's going to be some backfill that's happened, because there's going to be some water retention, it could ultimately lead to some erosion problems, but we're talking years and years and years of buildup. But that's going to be pretty ugly, and I know there's some HOAs in Fountain Hills that he may have to maintain a stuccoed, painted brick wall, which is a completely side point. I would never stucco a masonry wall, ever, 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 ever. It's a good look. It's a Spanish look. It's a territorial look. But I would never, ever, 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 ever stucco a block wall, because all you've done now is create a maintenance problem for a maintenance-free product. But if that's the way you have to be for the neighborhood and the HOA, great. But you'll never get it done without eliminating the moisture. So we'll get you some resources. One, Watershed Management Group. It's a nonprofit. They're great at helping people, helping neighbors maintain properties. That would be a great resource to give your neighbor to help turn them on to some very, very affordable ways to help maintain the water management on his own property before it comes to yours. We're going to need a landscape excavator closest to you. Off the top of my head, Think Green Irrigation and Landscape would be a great resource to manage the watershed. And then Arizona Foundation Solutions, they have some great products that can hydrate your masonry to help resist the water that's going through the block, which is ultimately what's creating the popping. So there's three great resources to get you started, Charles. We appreciate the call. It's Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348 to join the conversation. We've got Daniel next in queue to talk about cabinets. Carolyn wants to talk about pools. And you, 1-888-767-4348.